The battle for Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine has been notable for several reasons. Its length, 9+ months. Its savagery, tens of thousands of Ukrainians and Russians, mostly soldiers, have died there. And for the man who's pressed the fight for the Kremlin, the mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. As Stephanie Tsai explains, Prigozhin and his Wagner paramilitary group are now the tip of the spear for Russia in Ukraine.
In Russian-occupied Bakhmut, one man has stolen the spotlight. Days after declaring victory, Wagner group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin congratulates his fighters and orders them to leave.
We are pulling units out of Bakhmut. We're transferring positions, ammunition to the military, everything. But if the military are in a tough situation, of course, we are leaving those who played a crucial part in capturing Bakhmut.
Prigozhin's private military group has led the fighting in the months-long bloody battle that turned Bakhmut into a ruin. Most of Wagner's fighters are convicted Russian criminals. This video went viral last year of a man believed to be Prigozhin recruiting prisoners from a penal colony. They were promised freedom for 6 months of frontline service, their lives treated as expendable. Prigozhin says 20,000 Wagner mercenaries were killed in Bakhmut.
This is a military that is so challenged with its manpower, with its ammunition, with its supplies, that it has had to turn to the use of prisoners and thrown them into what Prigozhin has called the Bakhmut meat grinder.
Candice Rondeau has been writing a book on the Wagner group.
Yevgeny Prigozhin is a complex man with a complex history and very complex ambitions. He served a 10-year sentence for violent crimes that he committed in St. Petersburg as a young man. He worked in hard labor camps, and when he came out, he kind of transformed himself into this kind of mafia entrepreneur.
One of his first ventures was a catering company that fed the Kremlin. Prigozhin became known as Putin's chef. Cooking up disinformation came next with the Internet Research Agency, a troll farm which was instrumental in Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Prigozhin has now transformed into warlord under the auspices of Vladimir Putin. He's used social media to accelerate his brand. Videos show him overseeing training sites. He appeals to new recruits with ultra-nationalist propaganda.
Guy, sign up for Wagner Group private military company. World War III is already nigh.
On the battlefield, he flaunts the coffins of dead Ukrainian soldiers. And he brazenly calls out Russia's Ministry of Defense for the death of his fighters, hurling insults at the defense minister and chief of staff and calling them out by name.
We have a 70% shortage of ammunition. Shoigu, Gerasimov, where is the ammunition? Look at them.
His latest provocative proclamation that Russia could lose the war and face a revolt.
When you hear Prigozhin saying, you know, there is not enough ammunition, we're not getting the help that we need, we don't have the supplies that we need, you should be hearing the voice of Putin. He says things that Putin isn't able to say politically about what's going on with the war. And we certainly have seen that in bold display in recent days.
The Wagner Group started in 2014 as a secret arm of Russian intelligence. Originally made up of former Special Forces soldiers, the group was first deployed to Ukraine in 2014 during Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea. Then to Syria, where Russia supports President Bashar al-Assad's government. Wagner serves as Russia's military proxy in far-flung areas of the world. Journalist Andrei Soldatov has reported on Russian intelligence for over two decades.
What the military intelligence wanted to do in 2014 is to have a group of people supervised by the military intelligence, but not officially part of the Russian military, and to be able to send these people to Syria, to Ukraine, and to Africa, and maybe to some other regions.
Before the recent fighting in Ukraine, Wagner left Russian footprints across Africa, spreading Moscow's influence and feeding instability. Researchers say there are thousands of Wagner mercenaries in about a dozen countries. It has links to the ongoing conflict in Sudan. The U.S. said it gave weapons to Sudan's paramilitary faction. It has also fueled the civil war in the Central African Republic and aided the anti-Western pro-Russian military junta in Mali, accused of war crimes. The Kremlin uses Wagner as a tool, says New America's Candace Rondeau.
They're really important for Putin in terms of diverting attention away from Russian activities in places where they're not supposed to be operating. They fulfill the role of circumventing sanctions, and they turn to the Wagner Group as the kind of enforcer and sort of mercenary service provider, and in exchange they get gold, diamonds, oil, gas, things that are exportable and that can be turned into hard dollars, hard cash, which is extremely important for Russia.
The war in Ukraine helped Prigozhin bring the Wagner Group out of the shadows and grow it into a private military empire.
Because of this war and because of the ambitions of Prigozhin, well, quite quickly, the group emerged as the most visible part of the Russian military. Now we have billboards advertising Wagner on the streets of Russian cities, a completely unprecedented thing.
Despite his audacious outbursts against the Kremlin elite, Putin needs Prigozhin, at least for now.
The thing people need to understand is that Prigozhin is always conscious of the fact, like many who are close to Putin, that he is expendable, that at any time Putin could decide, I don't need you anymore, your services are no longer useful to me, or, more importantly, you're becoming a danger to me, you're becoming a threat to me.
Make no mistake of who is in charge, she says. Prigozhin's power only exists at the mercy of Putin. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.